going to go live to the White House. Karen Travers joining us now. We got a little more insight yesterday, or at least some people with inside access did, Karen, about the mission to destroy Iran's nuclear program, in particular, Fordo. What did we learn?
Yeah, I mean, there were details yesterday as the administration continues to push back on this early intelligence report that suggests the attack only set back Iran's nuclear program by a few months. There was a full court press by the administration to try to back up the president's claims that the U.S. strikes destroyed Iran's nuclear program. And we've been talking about this week, that there is this early assessment that says that might not be the case. And it's going to take weeks, if not longer, to determine the exact extent of the damage. But during a briefing yesterday, General Kane, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, did also offer details about the work that went into the program that created these bombs, the bunker buster bombs, that were used to take out these facilities or, you know, used in these strikes. It was 15 years in the making. They started back in 2009 when an officer was brought into a vault at an undisclosed location and showed highly classified photos of a construction site in the Iranian mountains. And this officer and another colleague would spend 15 years studying that site, analyzing every detail about it, the weather, the geology, and things that were being taken out of the site, and all of the details that they could to figure out how they could strike inside it if a president ever determined that that's what they wanted to do. The analysts also realized there wasn't a weapon to do that, so there was an effort then to build these bombs, and that's what was used in the strikes over the weekend.
Wow, 15 years. How will we know about the damage?
It's a great question. There is intelligence assessments that are taking place. It's going to take some time. The chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff yesterday wouldn't answer questions on the assessments at this point, saying that the military doesn't grade our own homework, that the determination is up to the nation's spy agencies who are doing that work right now.
Okay. Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us live this morning from the White House.